I saw somebody on TV doing it this morning.
They were dancing on TV?
Yes.
My gosh, why would you dance on TV?
I don't know.
What were they dancing like?
Michael Jackson. They were doing the moonwalk.
Oh.
On a local show this morning.
Oh, on the local show.
Yeah.
On a local morning show, huh?
Yeah.
Did the issue of race come up during the dance at all?
Well, somebody said something.
Oh, okay. I was just curious.
Is there a reason? Is this the last guess? Coffee cup. We have a half full coffee cup, a spoon, and the coffee's still warm. A crystal sugar packet and a French vanilla coffee mate sitting where I'm sitting, and it's just here. Just from your last guest, and you didn't clean up?
No, I've had no illiterate hack. No guests today.
Really?
Why is that there?
I don't know.
Did you put that there, Daniel?
Well, Jergy's, you know, we got to take care of the stars here.
Oh.
So,
that's
a fresh cup of coffee. I didn't want to go too full.
Thank you.
It's 4 o'clock. I don't want you to be too jittery because I know you take your late evening naps.
Do you have any green M&Ms?
That's your version of green M&Ms.
Did you see the card I got the other day?
From old WB?
Yeah, Bill down in Breckenridge.
Yeah, Bill in Breckenridge.
It's a nice little Halloween card.
I got one too.
Hope you've got a happy Halloween all wrapped up. It has a little, Scott Hilborn, whoever that is.
Old Scotty.
Artist. It has a picture of a number of types of toilet tissue. And it's signed. Who signed that?
Conrad.
Conrad.
Well, Bill's making fun of you because of
Conrad.
The fictitious spook.
My sisters used to scare me with Conrad.
Conrad.
An imaginary guy in the closet. Bill must have heard that.
Did Conrad ever come out of the closet?
No, not that I'm aware of. But when I was a youngin', my sisters used to just scare the heck out of me by saying, don't go in there. Conrad's in there.
Well, why, sis? Conrad's in there. Oh. Little Paul would scampering down the stairs.
Thanks for the coffee, Daniel.
You're welcome, Paul.
Is this fresh?
Yes, it is fresh.
How long ago was it made?
2 minutes ago.
Sure looks weak.
Well,
Let me try it.
It was poured 2 minutes ago. When was it made?
I don't know.
Let me try it. Who made that? Bernie Burggraf? Very weak.
Enough to make you fall asleep, I suppose.
Nah. Let's continue.
4 o'clock, four-pack, the top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Number four, Jergy. Well, this isn't good. Many years ago, a gentleman named Emmett Pearson. This was in 1975. Emmett Pearson, after the Vikings lost the Super Bowl to the Steelers, said, you know what? I'm a rabid Vikings fan, and I am not going to shave my beard until the Vikings win a Super Bowl. Old Emmett did this in 1975.
How old is Emmett now?
Well, that's kind of the story. Emmett is no longer with us.
Okay.
Emmett died this week at the age of 83, and he kept true to his word. He never shaved his beard and went to his grave, sadly, with the Vikings never having won a Super Bowl.
Oh, well, was it down to his knees, or
do we know? Well, he probably trimmed it. He just never shaved it off.
Do you have a photo?
I do.
Here, why don't you put that up to the radio? Oh, I see.
Yeah. Oh. It's pretty big.
Yeah. That's too bad about Emmett.
In 1998, when the team was en route to one of its best offensive seasons of all time, Pearson found his mailbox regularly filled with shaving cream and razors from friends and family. But after the Vikings lost to the Falcons in the playoff, the lighthearted gifts were stuffed into a closet where they remain. This is from a story a couple of years ago. Pearson is dedicated. When he had to have surgery on his carotid artery a few years ago, he refused to allow the doctors to shave the beard before the operation. Despite it not being a religious beard, he somehow managed to sweet-talk them into letting him keep it.
Well, our condolences to Emmett and his family. I remember that game, Falcon game. Remember that?
Oh, 98? The 90. I was there. I was at the stadium.
I was at Brickyard Brian's.
Brickyard Brian's. Okay.
Yeah. My son, who's now 21, him and I, and so he would have been, how many years ago is that?
He's
a young'un.
15.
And I was so upset. He and I were so upset that we went home. It was about 6 blocks. Cold day. We went home about the third quarter and hid under the covers for the rest of the afternoon. Didn't have the TV on, didn't have the radio. We're so mad. That was our chance.
Because that was the year.
That was our chance.
That was the year.
Gary Anderson, yes.
I was at that game covering it, and I remember two things that stand out specifically, aside from the game itself. Number one, a gentleman who was sitting in front of the press box kept yelling in the second half at Robert Smith, "Stop running out of bounds! Run down the clock, you idiot!" And he was right, time and time again. The other thing I remember is walking from the dome to my car to drive back to Moorhead was all of those flags that people bought to stick on their windows of their car.
Right. Yes.
Dozens of them in the gutters. Dozens of them in downtown Minneapolis tossed in the gutters. That's what I remember. So our condolences to the family of Emmett Pearson.
Oh.
Number three, well, God, this is kind of depressing too. Giant George
is dead. Friday. You're supposed to bring some fun, something.
Giant George is dead. Well, that doesn't work. Oh, Jerky.
Who is Giant George?
The world's tallest dog ever.
Really?
That's who,
where
yes.
Where do you find this stuff?
Oh, boy, I'm on that internet a lot.
You're rummaging through, yes.
Giant George died recently surrounded by his owners. He was a blue Great Dane that measured 43 inches tall from paws to shoulders and was able to stand 7 feet 3 inches on his hind legs.
That's a big dog.
7 feet three. That's like minute bowl size. That's huge.
That's a big dog.
He weighed 245 pounds and, in fact, was the runt of his litter when he was born, but grew up to be recognized as the tallest dog ever.
Where did George live? Do you know? The story say?
Tucson, Arizona.
Is that
right? Yep.
Boy, Emmett and now George.
Who's next?
I don't
know. Carl and Jim?
I don't know.
The enormous but gentle giant consumed 180 pounds of food a month. 180 pounds of food a month.
Norman and Millie are good for about 25 pounds a month.
That's 6 pounds of food a day.
Between the two of them. I feed them once a day.
6 pounds of food a day for Giant George.
How much does Rudy eat a day, roughly?
Oh, a couple cups of
mignon.
Food.
Couple of cups?
No. A couple of cups of food and some table scraps.
Yeah, it's about table scraps.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to eat that stuff.
A crust of peanut butter bread in the morning.
Well, my dogs eat, we call it breakfast, and they eat bread. They have a slice of bread in the morning.
That's cute.
Doesn't matter whether it's rye, white, wheat, pumpernickel, any kind of bread. Any kind of bread. And I consulted with a veterinarian, and she said it's probably okay.
Well, good.
But they eat probably 2 cups a day each in the evening. They have their meal.
Oh, the evening meal?
And then they go out.
Do they have brandy afterward and cigars? Paul? Paul, can you open the door for us? We have some guests coming over. They have a good Cuban in the evening, do they? After their evening meal?
Their smoking jackets?
High tea? Wow. Pinto, by the way, likes pumpernickel bread.
Apparently. Does he?
You know, did you hear him? When he said the word pumpernickel, he started laughing. Ooh. Ooh, pumpernickel. That's a funny name.
In my day.
How do you like my rich guy voice, by the way?
I like that. In my day.
In my day.
There was white bread and wheat bread.
Yes.
How many different varieties of bread are there now in the supermarket?
Tunisian. Sourdough, all these highfalutin bread. Here's the sourdough, lovey. Number two. I asked somebody the other day, by the way, you know, the old age-old question, Ginger or Marianne?
Oh, from Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, you know, the old age-old question guys ask. Ginger, Marianne?
Or Skipper?
And the person said, Mrs. Howell.
Okay.
I just had to get that out there.
Okay.
Number two, this is an odd story.
Glad you did.
A Grand Forks man is in jail, accused of vandalizing a restroom inside Jimmy's Pizza in Valley City, North Dakota. He was arrested at the VFW a short time after that for carrying a concealed weapon and criminal mischief.
They say he had a sword of some sort and a couple of daggers.
He had two swords.
Two swords and a dagger.
Two swords and a dagger.
And they say that he...
Why are we talking like that?
And then he sliced up a wall,
some
sheetrock, with one of the, either the swords or the dagger, and then punched a hole, and he was taken to the Barnes County Jail, where I think he remains.
I hope so. That's dangerous.
Well,
guy carrying around a couple swords, and I'm serious. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It was over the supper hour at Jimmy's the other night.
Over the supper hour.
The dinner hour. You call it dinner
hour.
I don't know what I call it. It's dinner. It's your...
Oh, supper. When I get home, I say, what's for supper?
Do you?
My wife says, whatever you cook.
Yeah. Yeah, we're supper.
Okay.
Some people are dinner.
Dinner is lunch, isn't it?
To me, it is. But East Coast, and they call it...
East Coast.
Dinner.
High tea dinner. Number... Where am I?
Four,
oh,
I hope.
No, number one. We're done. Number one. Oh, this is the bishop in Fargo.
Bishop Fulda.
Bishop Fulda. He apparently is responsible for the hepatitis A, or he helped spread it. Not on purpose, of course.
No.
Now, I don't want to make this clear. I do want to make this clear. He didn't do it on purpose, but...
He apologized today.
Yes.
Jim Monk of our news staff was at the diocese office a short time ago, and Bishop John Fulda, the new bishop, said that it had been reported that he had contracted hepatitis A overseas recently. He didn't know it. He had no idea. He told Jim that he thought he had the flu, something else, you know, he wasn't feeling right. And the health department out of Bismarck yesterday did put out the warning to people that took part in communion at, three churches in Fargo.
Mm-hmm, yep, sounds right.
And then they added Grand Forks today, and he admitted that he had served communion during those masses, and he feels very badly about it. I'm not going to direct the quote. I'll paraphrase what he said. I would have rather cut my arm off than potentially infected these people. That's what he said. You'll hear that in news later. I'm sure that's, as Jim Monk described it, that's the money cut today.
That's the money
that
cut.
You will hear on radio
you
and television.
You radio news guys.
Well.
You and your lingo.
That's what he said. That's what he said. And he feels bad. He's apologizing. He's certainly hoping that no one becomes ill. He didn't know that he was infected. He believes he... thinks it was some bad fruit in Italy. He was a recent trip
what?
To Italy.
Oh, he's in Italy.
Yes.
Ate some bad fruit.
That's what he believes.
Kumquats?
I don't know. They have had some issues there, I guess, recently with some tainted fruit of some kind, and that's how he believes he became infected.
Oh.
So he's hoping and praying, certainly, that everybody's okay.
He is. Paul, take your cup of coffee and leave now. Thank you. Thanks for doing the 4-pack with me. Have a great weekend.
Oh, Mike, you too.
I
you enjoy
will.
Your weekend.
I certainly will. Thanks, Paul. Paul Juergens, the KFGO news director who loves pumpernickel bread and often feeds it to his dog. That's a little nugget we got today. That's our money cut from the 4-pack today, is that Juergy feeds his dogs pumpernickel bread. 237-59